Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Patty Doikas from the Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation, and I'm pleased to be here with our evaluators for the Together on Diabetes program, Jerry Schultz and Steve Fawcett from the Work Group for Community Health and Development at the University of Kansas. So I've been asked to just give you a framework of the initiative, as they are... It's not gone. So we have nothing to disclose. And what we'll do in this session is I'll give an overview, then we'll talk about the participatory evaluation approach and show some of the results. This is the foundation. This is who we are. Our mission is to promote health equity and improve the outcomes of disproportionately affected populations, and we have programs around the world on a number of therapeutic areas. And our approach is very much in the community. So we work on strengthening community health worker capacity, and we see that health worker is anyone from the patient themselves through to whoever runs community health programs for the Department of Health, to integrate community-based supportive services with medical care, and also to mobilize communities in the fight against diseases. So this is, for us, come in the last couple of years beyond supporting community-based organizations to really getting involved in organizing and creating citizen leaders. For the Together on Diabetes national initiative, this was started in 2010 on World Diabetes Day, and it's meant, like our mission, to focus on adults living with type 2 in the United States, and particularly to support things happening outside the clinic that the patient needs, so self-management education, community-based supportive services like healthy eating and active living resources, and then also to broadly mobilize the community to get a sense of urgency about diabetes and become broadly involved with it, even some of the unusual suspects. This is a flagship program for Bristol-Myers Squibb Company, so they fund us as the charity, and to date we've made over $50 million in grants, and we're in now 60 communities across the United States. And we provide not only funding, but also program support. So in evaluation, in policy and advocacy, Harvard Law School is our partner. We have a learning collaborative, which the National Network of Public Health Institutes supports for us. And just in this last year, Morehouse School of Medicine became our dissemination and replication partner. And it's very much a health equity focus. And we're trying to work with communities so that equity isn't the second thought. Let's do a diabetes program, and then if you can do something about inequities, do something. Instead, put inequities at the front. Since disparity populations are most heavily affected, the solutions, as we heard from the previous presentation, are sitting in those communities and really need to be brought to bear so that we have a vigorous and broad-based response. These are some of our partners. Whittier Street Health Center down the street in Roxbury is a federally qualified health center. Feeding America, one of the unusual suspects. It's the largest national network of food banks, which are trying to figure out what their role can be in the diabetes response. Some of the big professional associations for pharmacy, diabetes educators, family physicians. And then also Marshall University and Duke, some of the big academic medical centers who have very strong community health programs. And this is just a map of our sites across the country. Next week we'll have a new map with some additional sites, and we have a website where you can go and see what each of these individual projects are. But what's special about our work with the University of Kansas is that these are very different types of interventions. So there is a challenge certainly in evaluating them in terms of what they're doing that is common in terms of things like self-management education, but also not as common in terms of the way they're delivering it. So Jerry and Steve will take you through that.
So I'm just going to walk you through, and Brittany, if you could make sure I get, stay within 5 minutes. Thank you. I appreciate that. So we just want to walk you through kind of what this, how this participatory evaluation approach was implemented. And, logic model seems to be the term of the day. Critical to set up a logic model, figure out a kind of an overarching logic model that captured what all of the various grantees were doing. And developing evaluation questions and sets of indicators and markers of success along the way. based on that logic model. We want to describe the development of a monitoring and documentation system that is used to capture the kind of black box activities that were just mentioned in a previous presentation. What was really going on in those places through these initiatives. And then, you know, implementing this over the last, really getting this system, this participatory evaluation system in place, and then using that for systematic reflection, reviewing with grantees and the initiatives what they saw in the information that was being documented and presented back to them, and plugging that into annual reporting, the evaluation, and allowing them to use it for adjustment and celebration, things of that sort. And let's figure out this one. Spacebar. Okay. Great. So this is not the logic model that was built. I think Patty mentioned a few of the kinds of activities that were implemented. Changes in quality of care, changes in diabetes self-management, education, different forms of outreach, a lot of different activities like that, transforming the conditions in the community that through gardens and other kinds of community activities that would improve the conditions surrounding people who have diabetes. But this is more about kind of from the overarching logic model, we had a kind of broad categories of activities that were documented, and I just want to describe a few of those. So, we basically documented and then are categorizing these activities according to this framework. So, looking at activities that were contributing to the initiative's ability to implement changes. So we would call those development activities. There's an interest in advocacy activities. So we looked at activities that were what we call community advocacy, those steps that were taken to implement changes in quality of care, DSME, et cetera. And then the actual changes themselves, the new ways of providing quality of care, the new kinds of ways of providing DSME, we would categorize as community changes. But you can see, I won't go through all of these, but you can see that these are the ideas that those kinds of activities then, of course, lead to improved outcomes, changes in clinical outcomes, changes in behavioral outcomes, changes in the community itself. So essentially, that's the broad kind of way we're catching the information. Evaluation questions were developed. These are just a kind of illustrative examples of some of the evaluation questions that were developed from the logic model. You know, are the program services being delivered? Is the initiative bringing about changes in the communities and health systems? Taking a close look at that, are there improvements in clinical health and other outcomes? There's more evaluation questions that were developed, but hopefully the documentation system and the indicator information that's being collected can help to answer some of this information. And the answers being provided by, made sense of by the participants. So I want to quickly describe the system. We call it the online documentation system. It documents accomplishments. It can also house and capture indicators of outcomes. It provides feedback, immediate feedback through graphs and other tabular tables and graphs, and can be used to by participants to make sense of what's going on in almost real-time fashion, although regular sense-making activities are in play with the initiatives. Very quickly, this is just a data entry form, but I just wanted to highlight a few things. So the documentation is of an event, of an activity of some sort, and then it's secondarily characterized by based on the logic model. So what goals were the activities related to? What's the duration in terms of time? How long is that event in play? How many people were touched, looking at reach, things of that sort? I know you can't read this, but I'll tell you a little bit of what's in there. So who was targeted by that particular activity? And capturing information like that, so every event is characterized by these kind of secondary characteristics, and then are fed back, participants can look at that information in terms of what did we do related to quality of care? What did we do related to improving outreach? These are some illustrative examples of what goes into basically the description of an event. I won't read them all. Training, you know, there are education sessions. They are new practices in the clinical setting. They are new forms of referrals within other organizations across the community. But those are just some illustrative examples of what goes into the system. And we'll take a look at what this might look like.
So we'll briefly highlight a few examples of what the outputs look like, what the data look like, what the process of sense-making looks like, and how it is we try to support it so that this participatory aspect of evaluation is realized. So that's the idea. Wrong direction. Thank you. So here's an example of data display. So one of the classes of activity that is consistent across virtually every one of the grantees is a diabetes self-management education. This is a cumulative record, the blue line reflecting participants in sessions involving diabetes self-management education, trying to reach lots of folks, and the number of sessions is the red line. When you plot it cumulatively, that essentially means that what you're looking for is accelerations like this. And what we see here is a fairly straightforward and direct thing with some accelerations occurring at this point and things taking off here. What we're most interested in is not simply data displays, but the meaning-making and supporting meaning-making around it. There are three classes of things that we try to build in. An example you'll see in a second. These questions. So engaging partners in questions of what are we seeing here? For a particular data display around, as you saw, the unfolding of services provided, what are we seeing? What does the pattern look like? Where are there accelerations? Where are things going down? What's the meaning? What meaning do we ascribe to that? What's associated with that? And what are the implications for adjustment? So here's an example of how we do that. So this is the same data display we looked at a moment ago. These reflection questions are built into the framework. Push a button and it pulls down a set of reflection questions that we basically build into it so that meaning-making can go on when we're not present. That's the idea, right? It's the notion is to enable meaning when we're not around. And so you see these kinds of questions, what patterns, same ones we illustrate, what patterns we're seeing, at what point were things taken off, what points were they decreasing, what was associated with those increases, and so on. And when you ask those questions, you learn these kinds of answers. So we can then begin to overlay on top of a graph like this the meaning that people construct, the social construction that people make of this. So what we see is access being enhanced by diabetes classes starting now to occur in multiple locations in the neighborhood. When we saw referral system adjustments and the like that were enabling access and linkage to care. It's these variables like this that help tell an explanatory story of what's associated with the implementation and also the acceleration of the implementation. Same thing can be done for this question, the transformative question that all of us are really interested in. That is, are we changing the conditions under which diabetes is created? And so here we're looking at changes in community that involve access to healthy foods, safe places to walk, as well as things related to engagement, thank you, things related to changes within the health system itself. And here we see similar sort of discontinuities, accelerations happening here. Here again, this is a different partner. This is the Pharmacist Foundation that was talked about earlier. And so they received some seed grants, were able to start engaging in patient recruitment and pharmacy-based care beginning at this point. We can see some accelerations. And then they started integrating the role of pharmacists into care teams. And then we see another bump. And we see the inevitable kind of leveling off that happens at some point toward the end of engagements and where services are now being provided, but not new changes in the system. And of course, we're examining their association, and this is association, right? There are other variables that could explain effects with clinical outcomes for populations being served in communities that are also being addressed. This is with sets of clients from the Pharmacy Association's work. We can also look on a cross-site basis, and I'll just give an example of this. So now we're looking across multiple grantees. where their kinds of services are being delivered, in this case, diabetes self-management education, and asking for multiple grantees, where do we see, you know, just basically leveraging the work that's happening in multiple sites across the country that you saw, and now looking for patterns of associated events, grants being approved, engagement of partners, more partners coming on, some projects coming to an end, and some leveling off in what they're generating as they turn towards sustainability and perhaps away from delivery. We can also ask questions about what parts of the environment are being transformed. In an ecological model, you'd like to affect all the features of the environment. So if you take community and systems change for all sectors generated by all partners in all places and ask the question, where are the changes occurring? We can see that in some sectors, for example, home and also the sector related to social service agencies, and then primary care providers and so on, we see the greater proportion of changes in communities and systems, and those new programs, policies, and practices are occurring in those environments and not elsewhere. A few lessons learned, and we'll conclude with this. One of them, Dr. Friedman spoke to this earlier, is our process was to, as Jerry described and Patty articulated, is to create a shared logic model that reflected what was proposed by the grantees and what we understood to be part of their initial plan. Thank you. And secondly, we needed to contextualize that, right, grantee by grantee. And so engaging with grantees to be able to make sure that the logic model reflected not only the contribution to the overall initiative, but what they were doing in a unique way. It's part of the contextualizing Dr. Friedman talked about. It would have been ideal to document from the very beginning, and we came in a little late, but with a gracious introduction and the generosity of colleagues, we're able to had a remarkable degree of participation and engagement. Shared agreements, securing agreements for outcome data has been challenging, particularly in communities where there are histories of mistrust, Native communities, for example, that are among the grantees. And that's been a challenge, and to establish those agreements and understandings early so we can see the links to outcomes has been a challenge with some sites in some places. And lastly, linking sense-making to reporting has been key. Literally, the answering those questions related to sense-making, what are we seeing, what does it mean, what are the implications for adjustment, the grantees are now able, and the note-takers are able to record the results of that, what people say about what sense and meaning they're making of things, in a text box, cut and paste that into reports that the foundation asks of them. So their foundation reporting is meant to be about sense making and not just your summative judgment about value. So that's the participatory logic, if you would, of this approach and how we try to build in technological supports to enable it. Thank you.